On today's show, the Chevy Colorado is selling faster than anyone expected. The CPO market for used cars is about to get red hot. And why General Motors believes electric cars need to blend in, not stand out. All that and more coming right up on Out of Line Daily. This is Out of Line Daily for February 6, 2015. Tata, the parent company of Jaguar Land Rover, saw its stock take a pasting yesterday, falling nearly 6%. That happened when news broke that Jaguar sales fell 9% in China. They also fell nearly 10% in the U.S., though Land Rover sales were up nearly 9%. JLR is spending heavily to expand its manufacturing operations. It just built a new plant in China and is talking about building plants in the United States, in Brazil, and in Saudi Arabia. Here's my Out of Line insight. JLR is expanding way too fast. Remember, it's about to launch the XE and next year the F-Pace. To bring out all new models with all new powertrains at the same time that they're building so many plants has disaster written all over it. And just to add some spice to this report, there's a rumor out there that Ford would like to buy it all back. Oh, a quick correction here. Earlier this week, we reported that the Toyota Camry was the best-selling car in the United States. Actually, the Toyota Corolla just beat it out. And speaking of sales, BMW's M division is on fire. Frank von Miel, the president of the M division, says they sold 45,000 high-performance cars last year, a 44% increase. M sales are booming thanks to growth in China and from adding more models. Even so, one quarter of all M's are sold in the American market. The latest of those is the X6M, a 575-horsepower beast. We'll have more info coming soon since we just got a chance to drive it. Still to come, GM small pickups look like an instant sales success. The CPO market is set to explode, and why it's a good thing that so many people think the new Chevy Volt looks like a Honda Civic.
Auto Line Daily is brought to you by Bridgestone Tires, your journey, our passion, and by Dow Automotive Systems, breakthrough technologies for lightweight vehicles.
Nissan just got a wake-up call that it needs a new Frontier ASAP. Even though it's been on sale only a few months, the Chevy Colorado just passed the Frontier in sales last month. And Chevy still doesn't have its full lineup available. Chevy still needs to double that number to catch the Toyota Tacoma. But if you add in sales of the GMC Canyon, the totals come much closer. I've said before that GM would need to sell about 100,000 of these mid-sized trucks to call them a success? Well, guess what? They're already on track to do that. The market for certified pre-owned vehicles, or CPOs, is hot and getting hotter. CPOs are late-model used vehicles that are all fixed up by automakers and sold with a warranty. Now, Jared Rowe, the president of Auto Trader, tells Autoline that 9 million vehicles are coming off leases this year and will enter the CPO market. Nearly a quarter of all retail sales at franchise dealers are now CPOs. But there's even more room for growth because most consumers don't even know what a CPO is. Rowe says once buyers are explained the economic benefits, they see value in certified cars. In fact, many buyers realize they can now afford a CPO luxury car. Rowe says it's a good thing for dealers because, and I quote, "We think it's an opportunity for retailers to sell high-quality used vehicles at better-than-average gross margins." Coming up next, a look at why EVs are going to stop looking like science experiments.
Did you have a good nap?
The Firestone Destination LE2. Tough enough to handle anything the road throws at you.
Oops.
And you throw at it. Durable, dependable Firestone tires. Whatever you drive, drive a Firestone.
Last month, General Motors unveiled the new Chevy Volt, and the first thing most people noticed is its mainstream styling. Some even compared it to a Honda Civic. On Autoline this week, GM's head of global product development, Mark Royce, talks about why the company went in that direction.
As plug-ins and pure electrics become more mainstream, I think the consumer tastes around what you're driving no longer can express it as purely a science experiment and look at me. This has to be more mainstream, and the appeal has got to be broader from a design and use standpoint, both in the exterior and interior. And I think you're going to see things that really open up the beauty of the electric vehicle.
That show first aired a month ago, but if you haven't had a chance to watch it yet, make sure you check it out, because there's a lot of great information about GM's product plans. You can view it on our website, autoline.tv, or check it out on our YouTube channel. Anyway, that wraps up today's show and this week's worth of shows. Go out and have a great weekend. We'll see you on Monday.
Wards is the industry leader for news, data, and analysis. That's why companies across the globe subscribe to our premium service, maybe even your own. Log in for subscriber access now. Check your company's intranet for details and rely on wardsauto.com to keep you informed.